Hi.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
Next man up. We're still going to go out there and fight and win. Instead, it was thoughts and prayers, please, anybody. Get the hell out of here. First of all, I'm not praying. Second of all, if I do pray, it's not going to be for the 39-year-old ayahuasca crap bag. You like crap bag, don't you?
I love crap bag. It's ayahuasca crap bag specifically that really makes me laugh.
I'm here to please.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Got a big program today around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up at 3:34. Degenerate T-Bone, 4:48. Would you rather all day? It's a Would You Rather Thursday. It's also a Toenail Thursday. Because the last two Thursdays we have found toenails here in the radio studio. Although, I'm looking on my side today, I have no toenails, but there are two discarded pieces of popcorn on the floor over here today. So someone was having some corn.
I don't know if this is the same toenail. There is a toenail under my desk.
Nope.
Did anybody remove the one from last time?
I didn't.
Okay.
Timmy didn't touch it.
I didn't either. Like, I found out about it when I got back from the trip, and I have not touched it, but I just looked down, and I mean, it's centered under my desk. Like, it is, if I'm going to look at my feet under the desk, it's right there. It's not off to the side. It's not pushed back away. It's right there. Right,
so one of the toenails lives, and I have popcorn over here if anybody's hungry. Teddy, if you want a snack.
By the way, we have, I think we've gotten, it has to be Bobby Carpenter. Has to be.
I think that ship has sailed.
Okay.
Because it's Bob.
You I know you guys did some of this last week, but I even talked to Scotty Vegas, who does On the Money with Dave Biddle, and they, you know, they're in here for the gambling show, and we thought maybe Bids was the guy. But Scott confirmed to me that whenever Biddle's been coming in here the last month or two, you've got Ohio State football stuff going on, you've got camp, you had, you know, practices, media availability, and obviously now the season started. He's been over at the Woody. Gets done, comes right in here and does the show. So he's not wearing flip-flops over there. He's wearing decent shoes and dressed as nicely as you can be for, you know, doing that job. You don't just put on a suit to go over there, but he's not wearing flip-flops. So I'm, no, it's not Biddle.
And I did not suspect him, although we had to throw him into the conversation because he wears flip-flops every single day. And that is the Bode Man.
Yeah, Bodie comes in here. I mean, today it's chilly out, right?
But he still has flip-flops on.
It's rainy and... What is it, 50-something, 60-something? He's still wearing flip-flop shorts and a T-shirt.
The Bode Man says that it wasn't him. And I said, I know it's not you. I didn't think it was you. But just the fact that you wear flip-flops, your name had to be thrown out there. But here's what got me about the Bode Man. He told us that even at home, he lives by himself.
Yeah.
He shares his bathroom with nobody. He shares his apartment with nobody. Even at home, he goes out on the patio to clip his toenails.
What a guy.
Because he doesn't want any toenail remnants anywhere in his own house.
What a guy.
Meanwhile, we got hillbillies just taking their shoes and socks off here, ripping their toenails off and leaving it on the carpet for everybody to see. Like animals.
Right. Now, you know what I do? I still have it. I've worked to correct this habit, but occasionally it gets me. I will bite off a fingernail occasionally.
It's I was going to say, you're biting a toenail.
No, that's impressive.
I can't. Especially with your girth.
No. Hey, I'm flexible, buddy.
All right.
But I'm not doing that. No. But what I will say is when I occasionally do bite off a fingernail, number one, only in my car do I do that. I do not do that anywhere else. I don't do it in the house. I don't do it at work, clearly. But then the other thing I will do is if that nervous habit gets me and I end up doing that, I roll the window down and throw it outside. I don't let it sit in my own car because I know you could vacuum it and I do that, but I just don't want to leave it in there. I don't want to forget about it. And then later on, someone hops in the car.
I mean, I'm not about biting the nails. I don't like that.
I don't like doing it. I want to be clear. It's a bad habit I'm trying to get rid of.
But I wonder if other people think about this. Like I do things in my car that I would never do ever anywhere else.
Such as?
Well, I'm a very clean person.
Go to Boston Market?
No, huh? I haven't done that in a car.
Good.
All right.
That's a throwback if you remember that story.
Who was that?
That was old horrible person, Kellen Winslow.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah.
Senior.
Well, I mean, there is a senior and
he's
maybe he did his car too.
He's passed away, I believe. I don't know.
Anyway, I'm a very clean person, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can attest to this. Lots of hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. You're not. Yeah.
Always
absolutely
trying to
right.
be fresh and clean and all of that. For some reason, though, when I'm in the car, I feel like it is just free rein to go knuckle deep as far as I want, clean out anything that's there, and I'm just flicking all over the car. Like if you
oh you flick in the
oh,
car
I flick in the car
oh,
I mean
no,
boogers
no.
just flicking everywhere in the car.
No, I will admit to occasionally giving a pick in the car.
I'm constantly picking.
Well, occasionally, but I'll grab a napkin and then
no,
wipe
none of that
off.
There's oh, none yeah. of that.
And then throw it away clearly
no,
afterwards.
I'll just throw it in the car. Now I vacuum the car, I clean the car, I do all that.
Hmm.
That's the reason why I tinted the windows. Not because it's like, oh, I gotta be cool. It's because I don't want to see people picking my nose.
Or you want people seeing you.
People see me picking my nose.
I got it.
I'm going to enjoy it when we turn back the clocks next month so I can drive in complete darkness.
Oh.
So I can have one hand down my pants and one hand up my nose. That's what I want.
Jesus, take the wheel. That's right.
Well, you know, these cars drive themselves, Bone.
Yeah, you don't have to drive anymore. Got one hand in my pocket and another one up my nose. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Good times.
What are we talking about?
Picking your nose in your car?
All right.
Yeah.
Reds had an opportunity last night, Teddy. Should have won last night, Ted, because the Cubs lost again. Marlins split a double dip.
Yeah.
With the Mets.
It's tough. Bieber's tough, though, man.
Bieber's tough, but he should have had that game.
They had chances at the end when they got to the bullpen. They just came up a run short, so.
This was the Tito farewell game, though, correct?
Yeah, that's tough to win.
I kind of thought that's going to be a tall task. Yeah. They're going to, you know, they're all out there for him. They're doing everything they can to win that game for him.
It's tough to win. How about those Pirates games this weekend?
Yeah,
were they tough to win?
No, they gave away two of those.
All right, I'm just saying it's right there for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm not making an excuse for the Reds. I am saying I don't blame the Guardians at all for not dropping that game. I figured the Guardians are going to play super tough in that game. It's all they had left to play for this year. So, yeah, I figured they were going to be out as
right. They didn't want to lose the cup either. I mean, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, the cup.
And they split the
Ohio
series.
Cup.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
So
yeah.
If they split it, that means it stays there,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So the Guardians retain the cup, I believe?
Yeah.
Is that how that goes? Okay.
Right.
Yet again.
Reds finish with 3 in St. Louis starting tomorrow. Thursday Night Football tonight. Lions at the Packers. Coverage starts at 8 right here on The Fan. Ryan Day with his radio show today. He did like half the show.
Yes.
And then the Holt man showed up, and he did the rest of the show. Hey, let him live. They're starting practice. They got the exhibition game in Dayton about, 3 weeks from now?
I think you're right. I think the season is starting more like 4 or 5 weeks from now. It's a ways off. But still, yeah, we're getting closer and closer to basketball season. I'm excited about that.
All right, here is Ryan Day, because this is the first time we've heard him other than abusing the elderly after the game. Because he had no press conference on Tuesday.
First time we've heard him since the post-game press conference. You're
yes.
right. After beating Notre Dame.
This is Ryan Day talking about how nice it was waking up on Sunday.
Waking up Sunday was great. I mean, just what an experience. That game, just everything that came with it. You know, it's like one of those things you put in the back of your mind. Like, we're going to talk about that one in about 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, over a beer somewhere. But you know, went to my daughter's games, and just to see the reaction of Buckeye Nation and the people were just so proud the next morning. Everybody just of the way it all went down, and just the feedback I got about the passion of the team and everything that went with the game was just incredible.
Glad we kept that in at the end.
I thought we were getting more than just and scene. You know, all the great movies, that's how they end is and it's over.
Let me ask you a question. Ryan Day obviously is a crazy person. All coaches are.
Yeah.
You have to be. I mean, you're working all the time. And even, you know, he said Sunday he woke up and he said it was a great day, but then he went to his daughter's games.
Yeah.
You know, and then right after he was done with that, he got on a plane and went recruiting.
I'm quite sure. Week. Yes.
And then as soon as he got back, he's back in the facility. And even it's a bye week, he's doing this show. He's doing lots of stuff. When was the last time you think Ryan Day just put on some sweatpants and laid around on the couch?
Oh, gosh.
Watch TV. Like, I can't. If I go a weekend without napping on the couch, I feel like I've just lost the weekend.
See, that's interesting because I don't know the last time he did that, but honest to God, for me, up until like about a month ago, it had been at least 6 or 8 months since I had done that.
Oh, I don't just know how you do it.
Well, because we got the three kids and we got all kinds of stuff happening.
So much going on.
Everybody's
doing
something.
You got to take some me time, Bone.
I try to. I know.
You got
to
get in a bubble bath. And I don't do that, but
sure. What I'm saying
is, people do.
I can't imagine Ryan Day has had one of those days since he started at Ohio State, and possibly I don't mean as a head coach, because he was coordinator here before that. And who was he working for? Guy notoriously known for loving his off days, Urban Meyer. No, it was Urban expected those guys to work even harder than the head coach did at times. So yeah, I'm guessing it was prior to the days he worked at Ohio State. So however long that's been, that's probably how long it's been since he's had a sweatpants day.
Here is Ryan Day talking about the message to the team as they go forward.
You know, the message was congratulations, but that game's behind us, and we've got to grow. And we just really hammered on all the things that we could have done a lot better in that game. There was some things that were great. We showed the team that, but there was also just as many things that we got to improve on. And when you're playing against a really good team like Notre Dame, very well coached, very good players, first rounders, you know, at tackle, and so again, really good players. You know, they're going to make plays. We're going to make plays. That's part of the game. But you couldn't help but look at the game afterwards and realize that there was some opportunities there that we got to get better at as we head into the season, because there's a lot of football left to play here.
Where were those opportunities? Where, possibly, were they in short yardage situations?
He did talk quite a bit about the short yardage situations and how that needs to change.
Well, needs to change. I thought they were great. I thought everything we heard after the game was they're amazing. Look how powerful and strong we are. We're physical.
Great.
Right.
Jet sweep.
Not great. Not a great play call. We should point out.
It's a bad play call.
We didn't get to a lot of that because Ryan Day, after the game, was like, hey, Lou Holtz, where are you at? And so we ended up on that more than we ended up on some of those play calls.
Well, that and the fact that they won the game. I mean, that makes you forget about those play calls pretty quick.
That's fine. Didn't make me forget about them.
You're just a hating ass hater.
Apparently, I just found out this week, this is everyone's national championship game. It's not mine, but apparently it is for everybody else. Let them live.
Hey, you're so angry today.
I am, because we got an 0-for-2 against the team up north going. Well, so that's still, that's still there.
He can't do anything about that now.
I know.
He's got to win the rest of the games first.
That's why I wouldn't scream at Lou Holtz until I got a few of those under my belt.
That's
all.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Open up the casket and start screaming at Lloyd Carr. That's what I would do.
Oh, God.
He's dead, right, Lloyd? Gary Moeller died. I know that. Is Lloyd dead?
Yeah, Lloyd's got to be, right? Who's the
Lloyd is still alive and Kellen Winslow is still alive. So please stop killing people.
Is that Shemmy Schembechler guy? Is he alive? He got fired. He's not. He didn't die though, right? He just got fired this year.
Something has been done that we've never seen before. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Looks like we have an accident on the right berm, 71 southbound at 17th Avenue. Stop and go traffic there. That accident was moved from the left lane to the right berm. Could slow you down just a couple of minutes through that area. This report sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Adam Zelig for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed.
with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather X's, tweets, whatever, at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093.
I do have one I can read part of. I can't read the whole thing, I don't think, from Chip
Diop. Diop.
He says, my dill holes.
I got bronchitis.
Would you rather have Margot Robbie freshly glazed off the Krispy Kreme line?
I'm listening.
Or, I'm leaving part of this out, just so you know. There's an extra gas station reference in there I'll leave alone. Right, up to you to figure out. Right. Or would you rather have your 20-year-old body and energy and your wife says, oh my. I mean,
don't take this personally. I'm sure she's not listening. But if I have my 20-year-old body and energy, I'm not bumping uglies with a 40-year-old woman. So see you later, honey. It's been great.
Wow.
I mean, okay. Is she going in the Wayback Machine too? Or is it just me?
Right. I understand what you're saying, I guess, to a degree.
No, come on, man. If you were 20, like you just dropped into your 20-year-old body right now and you went home and your wife is still 40 years old, you'd say, all right, this is great. Can I go out with your daughter?
Right. No, this
which
no,
turns out to be my daughter. But no, that's not, you would say. No. But you know what I mean.
Right. Here's the thing, though. And again, I know this. I'm not playing radio here. I'm genuinely saying this. Like, I would want to be with my wife because that's who I want to spend my life with and all that stuff. Now, if
you say that now because you're old and disgusting.
I was young and disgusting. What are you talking about? Like, oh, 20-year-old me was like, oh, wait, is that Tom Cruise? Hang on a second. I'm just saying, like, I don't think 20-year-old me is going suddenly now. I walk down Rodeo Boulevard in L.A. and they're like, hey, there's a movie star.
First of all, it's Rodeo Drive.
Well, what's the boulevard? I don't know. Sunset Boulevard. I mix those up.
Anywho.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you can just go to Hollywood and all the starlets jump on your yacht like you're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I know. Whew, yacht. Okay. Whew, thanks, Ted. You got the delay ready today? Because I don't know what's coming out of this, guys.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Be quiet.
All right.
Anywho.
Yeah.
What was I saying? But you know what you shouldn't underestimate, though?
What's that?
The wisdom that you have now. Because let me tell you something. If I had the 43-year-old wisdom that I have now,
mm-hmm.
and the 43-year-old I don't give a crap like I have now,
sure, yeah.
and you drop it into my 20-year-old body, I would have been much more successful.
Yeah.
Much more. Women find that very attractive.
Yeah, I think if you, but that's the thing, right? Do you have that now because you're like, well, I'm married. I'm not in the market. Nothing's happening. So I'm not even attempting. So then when you have that and you're not even attempting to be cool, now if you go back in 20-year-old body and suddenly the world is back open to you in that way, then do you get the same nerves you got when you were 20?
I'm saying no.
Okay. Maybe that's true.
You've been there. You've done that.
Sure.
This is just extra credit.
Yeah. All right. You know what? That's probably fair.
All right. So I guess you're right. With all that being said.
It's Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie on the donut. Because I assume there's donuts there too. Right? I mean, there's the donut shop.
20-year-old you would also be allowed to go to Krispy Kreme. I wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, but Margot Robbie's not there.
No, no one's coming off the line, you know, glazed under the icing or whatever.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to want.
You're weird.
You're weird.
What did I tease? Oh, something has been done that's never been done before.
I wish you had ended the sentence with something has been done and that's it. And then we could just say anything.
They've been playing professional baseball since 1876, Major League Baseball. And this has never been done. Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves has become the founding member of the 40-70 club.
That's amazing.
40 home runs and 70 stolen bases.
Got number 70 last night.
He accomplished stolen base number 70 last night. Again, we can talk about how, you know, rules have changed a little bit. Maybe it makes things a little bit easier for guys to steal bases now because there's engagement penalties. You can't throw over there five times to keep somebody honest.
The bag is bigger, too. Am I wrong?
The bag is bigger, yes.
So there's that.
Major League Baseball has encouraged more running. They wanted to see it, and we've gotten it this season. And I think it's made the game better.
Yeah.
Made it more enjoyable. And so Ken Griffey Jr. thinks he could have done anything.
He could have been
Shohei Ohtani. He could have pitched. He could have done anything. But I'm talking about a guy like that. We're in his prime, not General Soreness, Cincinnati Reds, Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, right.
Seattle Mariner guy. Could he hit 40 home runs? He did.
Oh,
could
yeah.
he steal 70 bases? Well, he didn't do that. But in today's rules, he probably could. But we can't go back in time and change things. What we can do right now is celebrate this guy today, because since 1876, this has never been done. Now, if it starts to happen every year thereafter, it becomes a footnote in history.
Now, unless I'm reading this wrong, Ken Griffey Jr., and I know you were not just saying him. There are lots of other guys that maybe could have been like this. But Ken Griffey Jr., if SB means stolen bases, as I assume it does.
Yes.
The largest amount of stolen bases he ever had in a season was 24 in 1999.
Really? That surprises me.
I know.
He never stole more than 24 bases.
I would have thought the same thing, too. And by the way, I mean, we're talking about a guy who that's 2 years removed from his MVP season. He is Golden Glove, Silver Slugger every year. In his prime, everything.
He still thinks he could have stolen 70 bases.
Right. He probably, I understand why guys like him think that, because he really, up until he got to Cincinnati, could not be stopped. He was awesome. But yeah, I'm just pointing out that's how impressive what we're looking at here is. Even if there were guys, there aren't a lot of guys in the 40-40 club.
Well, that's what I was going to say is,
let alone 40-70.
The 40-40 club is an exclusive list where we're talking about 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases. This is 40-70.
Yeah. I mean, again, Ken Griffey Jr., not in that 40-40 club. That's how exclusive it is. A guy who was as close as we ever got to a unanimous Hall of Famer, he was not in it. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive stuff that we're watching there. And it's disgusting to me because it's the Braves and I can't stand them, but they do have perhaps one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen. And also on that stolen base thing, one last little on the other side of why it might be more difficult to steal a base, how many reviews would have gone the other way back in the 80s when a guy slid over the base?
That's fair enough.
And they keep the tag on you. Now everybody knows, keep the tag on them because they may come out of contact with the bag for like a half second and replay can pick that up. We didn't have that back then. So there's probably a little bit of evening out of that stat. While there aren't as many throwovers to first and you have a slightly bigger base this year, you also have instant replay that can take away some stolen bases you probably otherwise would have had.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have a blockage due to fallen power cables. State Route 317, both eastbound and westbound between Lockbourne Road and LaSalle Road. Use Roar Road as an alternate route there. Cannot get through that area right now. Avoid that if you can. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Adam Rittenberg covers all things Big Ten for ESPN. And he joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, excellent. All right. We are going to see Maryland here in a couple weeks. Maryland is 4-0. They play Indiana this weekend, and you expect them to be 5-0 after that. We've seen this before with Maryland, where we think they're kind of good, then they get in the meat of the Big Ten schedule, and then not so much. But do you think this is more of the same with Maryland, or do you think they could actually make us itchy in this game in a couple weeks?
Well, I think it's a team that, you know, Mike Loxley was even talking about before the season had that potential to challenge. And so we'll find out, certainly in Columbus, if they're up to that task, because they haven't been very competitive in the games against Michigan and Ohio State. At times, sometimes at home, they haven't been very good on the road. They've been awful in November. I mean, I guess the only thing Ohio State would want to do is face them in November, because their record in that month as a Big Ten member is just horrendous. But they have an experienced quarterback, you know, you would say even maybe an edge of quarterback, with Talia Tungavailoa over Kyle McCord. Defensively, I thought they played well last week against Michigan State. Haven't really been tested a whole lot overall, but yeah, I think it's a team that, you know, I think Mike Loxley was saying, finally, you can talk about us being in that mix, but they have to obviously go out and earn it with a game like Ohio State.
I'm curious what you think, Adam, given that you talk to so many people around college football, not just in the Big Ten. Ryan Day had comments after this win against Notre Dame that obviously went pretty viral. A lot of people saw that on TV and everywhere else. I know that the thought process there clearly was Ohio State recruits love this. Ohio State players love this. A lot of fans love this. I've seen some media members come out and say they weren't really fans of it, or they weren't sure what was going on. In the coaching fraternity, do you think a lot of coaches looked at that and said, oh, 100%, I get what Ryan Day's doing there?
You know, I haven't talked to a lot of coaches about that. I've talked to a lot more coaches about how Notre Dame could only have 10 players on the field the last two plays.
Well, true enough.
Especially the timeout in between. But I think, you know, certainly coaches can understand, you know, Ryan having the record he does and the NFL credentials he does in terms of putting guys in the league and the criticism that he still receives. And let's make no mistake, and you guys know this better than anyone, Lou Holtz's comments were just the fuse that lit a flame that's really been there for years. Ryan Day has taken a ton of criticism, especially after the loss to Michigan, and it's been in line with, well, this is just a finesse team, and they're not tough enough, they're not good enough at the line of scrimmage, and they're going to get pushed around. And I think those comments just set him off, and I honestly had never seen him like that coming off the field and certainly in the post game. And I asked him, I said, you know, you're the Ohio State coach, like, you're going to take criticism. What was it about this? And I think it was just the fact that, you know, their toughness and their physicality was so directly challenged and has been challenged. And he doesn't feel that that's a fair criticism. So coaches deal with that in different ways. I don't think he's the only coach who would have reacted the way he did, but it was, to be honest, out of character. You just haven't seen that from Ryan Day a whole lot.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan, we have Michigan and Nebraska this weekend. These two logos look nice next to each other. I mean, this should be an interesting game in Lincoln, but will it be? I'm guessing not. I'd like to get your take.
Well, I think it could be. And the reason for that is Nebraska's defense. They've really done a nice job. And I know the points total against Colorado is a little bit alarming, but that was a game where Nebraska was just horrific on offense and at quarterback and was giving the ball away. And Tony White, who's their new defensive coordinator, who's from the Rocky Long School of Defense, which has been an increasingly popular one around the country, as Zach Arnett at Mississippi State and other guys run that system, he's done a really nice job with his Nebraska defense. And so we saw Michigan a little bit last week, a little bit the week before. J.J. McCarthy hasn't been that sharp at times. So this is their first road game. This could be the first real adversity that they face. And I think that Nebraska could keep this interesting for a while. We've seen that with Nebraska before. We just know what happens at the end of the game. So I actually think this could be a competitive game for most of the way. I do expect Michigan to win because they just have more talent, especially on the offensive side. But I think Nebraska's defense of black shirts and Tony White can hang around for a while.
I know we're all focused on this season, and rightfully so, but I was looking at the schedule for next year just to see, you know, some of the different things, and I remembered, oh, the 2024 schedule is not out yet. And usually that's weird, but we know why. You have new teams coming into this conference, you have realignment, you have a lack of divisions, all this stuff. Do we know roughly, do we have an idea of when the Big Ten will get that all sorted out, or what's the sense that you're hearing?
Right. So, yeah, I met with your Big Ten COO, Kerry Kenny, who puts the schedule together along with others earlier this month. And you know, his hope was at least to have the matchup set, you know, by now. And then obviously the game, the dates would follow. So, you know, they're still working that element out. Obviously, the expansion itself came as a real surprise. And there's a lot of other things that are going on around the league. But I don't anticipate the model being dramatically different from the one that came out back in, what was it, June, early June. There will be a 12th protected game. That's confirmed, which is Washington, Oregon, which will surprise no one again. But, yeah, I think the order of opponents and what gets moved around is certainly going to be interesting, and I'd anticipate that coming out extremely soon. I really thought it would be out already.
Adam, we always appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Have a great weekend, guys.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Not a ton of sexy Big Ten matchups. Maybe you're like, hey, Buckeyes are on the bye. I'll check out the rest of the Big Ten schedule. There's not a lot going on. You have Penn State going to Northwestern. By the way, Northwestern beat Minnesota last week. Minnesota bad.
Oh, Minnesota very bad. Minnesota I agree. But did you hear what Penn State supposedly did to prepare for going to Ryan Field there in Evanston?
Play in front of seven people?
Yeah. They did a practice where they had complete silence.
Oh, okay.
Like most teams will pipe in, oh, we're going to Nebraska. We might have to turn up the sound because it could be loud there. No, this is the type of thing where they're like, guys, it might be weird for you because you're going to hear birds chirping. You're going to hear anything. So just be ready for this to seem like regular old practice, except you're going up against another team.
That bad Minnesota team is playing Louisiana. Michigan, Nebraska, as we talked about, Indiana, Maryland, Illinois is playing Purdue, Rutgers is playing Wagner.
Mm-hmm. There's not odds for that game, for what it's worth, no. At least not that I'm seeing.
And then Iowa is hosting Michigan State in a battle of who wants to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa, this is how Iowa cooks their brisket, for lack of a better term, is they play a bunch of teams in the Big Ten where it's like, well, if Michigan State was anything like what they were supposed to be a few years ago, right? They hired Mel Tucker. We know how that's gone now. He's obviously been fired. But they thought, we're going to turn this thing into another top 25, top 15 level program every single year. That hasn't happened. Iowa, if Michigan State had achieved that, Iowa wouldn't be competitive with them. But Iowa is the type of team that's like, yeah, we're always hovering around the top 25. Borderline top 20 team. Maybe we'll sneak up there if we're undefeated into the top 10. But once there's a big game, we're going to lose it.
Well, you saw it last week.
Yeah.
They didn't score a point against Penn State.
Yeah. I'm saying they are good at taking care of business against 75% of the Big Ten. And that's why they're always in the mix out west. But for this year anyway, it's the last year they're going to have that luxury. But that's why they're always in that mix, because they can go 9-3 almost on cruise control every single year. Can they ever get to 12-0? Can they ever be that team? No. They just don't apparently either have the desire to do it, or they believe Kirk Ferentz will somehow magically lead them to that, but that's just never going to be them.
Terry Francona shares a sad development. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident on the right shoulder, 670 westbound before Neal Avenue, blocking things up a little bit there. Slow traffic, about a 5-minute delay through that area, so just want to be a little bit cautious there. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. Buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, let's go. Sports Bar, valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
Jordan Spieth says, my guys,
too hot.
For 1 year, would you rather have a large face tattoo or look like a pirate, which includes an eye patch, a puffy shirt, and either a peg leg or arm, your choice? Oh, peg arm. It's like a hook instead of a peg leg. I see.
Mm.
Now, I would choose the large face tattoo for a year because, again, this is assuming it just disappears and I don't have to have it removed the way tattoos are removed, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to go get
that procedure. I think I'd rather be a pirate.
Really?
I think I'd get some action as a pirate.
Get some action?
Yeah.
Why is everything with you always get some action?
What are you doing here? I want to make the best of a bad situation.
You think there are a lot of people that are like, I don't know, he seems like a normal guy.
People have fetishes.
He's got an eye patch, a puffy shirt, and a peg leg. Or what would you have, a peg leg or a hook?
No, hook.
Okay.
Because then I could murder some people with the hook.
Oh, of course. It's always sex and murder, isn't it, Ted, around here? There's no drugs. It's just sex, murder, and rock and roll. That's what this guy's about.
I'm just being myself, Bone.
There are drugs. The drugs are to keep you from the murder. That's right.
That's
we
true.
We do have some drugs for that. That's right.
All we need the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. X to the Z, Jizhorn Camp says, my dumb and dumber.
The male doesn't fit into the female.
Thank you. Would you rather have to be stuck to a chairlift all weekend with your tongue like Harry from Dumb and Dumber? If you remember, he was frozen to a ski lift, you know, thing where he just stuck his tongue on it.
I got it.
I think that's right. Or be stuck with the X-Lax bootay and live in the bathroom for a whole weekend. Hashtag we landed on the moon, which is a great reference to a funny movie.
I'd probably take the toilet.
Same. I don't want to. I mean, I like outside. I don't want to be frozen to something outside.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather be just in the bathroom. I mean, I have a whole plethora of reading materials and yeah, that'd be fine.
I mean, I don't think you're going to get much reading done.
What do you mean?
I mean, you probably have to hold on for dear life. I mean, it's not like an enjoyable crap where it's like, let me take a magazine in there.
There's only so much of it that can come out, right? I mean, at some point, or is this just like a, this is a weird, I'm just saying if it, it's all coming out is what I'm saying. I'm just, right. I can read through a lot of things. I'll tell you that.
Terry Francona had his last home game as a manager last night against the Reds. However, it was not all good news. I mean, Guardians won the game.
That's good news.
You know, the players came out and the fans sent him off well, but Terry Francona revealed that his beloved scooter that he rides to the ball game has been stolen again for the second time. Now, it was stolen once. And they put a plea out to get it back, and they got it back.
Yeah.
Somehow. I forgot how they got it back, but they got it back. And so Terry's been riding the same scooter. However, this time he says it was stolen again, and apparently they found it, but it was stripped for parts.
Oh, no.
And so the scooter is
dead.
Oh,
no.
So he couldn't ride the scooter. His last home game
as a
manager,
he
could not ride the scooter to the ballpark.
What a terrible thing.
That is a terrible thing.
I mean, this is the guy's last go-round as manager here. Probably he's retiring after this. He's loved his scooter so much. I'm surprised that thing did not have 24/7 security around it in Cleveland. What are we doing?
He says the hot dog, that's what he called it.
Okay.
Has officially been put on ice, got stolen again. This time they stripped it. He says, been in mourning.
Oh, maybe this happened a little longer ago than we know.
He says it happened about 10 days ago.
Okay.
He says they got it in the clubhouse under a blanket. Looks like they took a baseball bat to it.
I see. Well, you know, it would have been a nice surprise is if they'd said, oh, yeah, it got all busted up. And then they secretly did one of those, you know, those car shows where they're like, Pimp My Ride or whatever they used to do where they fix your car up. That's what they should have done with his scooter. Like, put a dummy scooter under there just in case he, you know, sees the shape of it and then secretly take the one back, get it all replaced and repaired, and then give it to him at the end of the thing.
Terry Francona said that he hopped on a substitute electric scooter, but the ride wasn't the same.
Mm.
He said he veered out of the way to avoid hitting some pedestrians, caught a pothole.
Oh, no.
And went over the handlebars and crashed.
Oh, my.
He says, I went over the handlebars. I mean over. It's amazing how much of your life you can see in that moment. Terry.
We're retiring, right?
You're done with all that now.
Yeah, we're retired for health reasons, correct? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, well, he physically cannot do it anymore.
That's managing a baseball game. And I know it's stressful and it's exhausting and it's travel and it's all those things, but flipping over handlebars of a motorcycle is also, I mean, I know it's a scooter, but come on. It's a motorized vehicle that goes down the road at a fairly decent clip of speed. If you hit the pothole the wrong way,
can you imagine? Look, in the city of Cleveland, right? You're walking down the street.
Yeah.
Maybe you're jaywalking. Maybe you're minding your own business. You're not paying attention, whatever. And you see a scooter coming at you.
Oh, I would think.
He narrowly avoids you. You get out of the way. Whatever happens, the guy bites it. You realize it's Terry Francona.
Yeah.
Who just bit it, trying to avoid you. What do you do in that moment? Do you run away? Do you try and help
him?
No,
I think you have to go try to help. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. You got to go try to be a decent human. And maybe you get an earful, get yelled at for not watching where you're going. I don't know. But either
way.
That
would be something if he got in your face like an umpire. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I get it. I mean, maybe you deserved it. I'll say this. My biggest fear with motorcycles or anything like that is partially myself just for being dumb, but also I don't trust other people, right? Even if I think I did everything right on a motorcycle, I'm always afraid of what the other person's going to do. So that's why you probably will never, that in the weight, you will never catch me on a motorcycle, most likely.
You can ride, fat guys ride motorcycles.
I know they can. I see a lot of guys built like me who have not just regular bikes either. They'll have the big handlebars.
Oh, absolutely. You have to do that. If you're a bigger dude,
right,
you got to do that.
But what, have you ever pictured those people just rolling down the road with no motorcycle under them? Like just that spread eagle position with your arms up and your legs out.
Maybe it's very comfortable.
You look like you're asking for a giant human to pick you up like you're a little baby. And that's how you're going down the road at 80 miles an hour. It doesn't seem comfortable to me. It seems very exhausting. So
freedom,
no.
Baby.
Okay.
Nebraska has unveiled plans to renovate Memorial Stadium to the tune of $450 million over the next 2.5 years.
Is that all?
That's all.
I actually say that in a sense of, is that all? Because if it is $450 million, that's comparatively a bargain to what some other places are. Hell, we got high school stadiums being built for $100 million.
So. Well, they're saying that it's going to be half and half. Half funded by the athletic department and half funded by private donations. So, $450 million.
Okay.
All the bitching and moaning they did a couple years ago? Maybe they didn't do it, but the fans did it. Maybe they'll just go back to the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead. see what type of renovations you can fund.
Haven't heard that recently, have you?
No.
Haven't heard a lot of complaints about that. And you're not going to.
Baseball players are the dumbest humans on earth. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Some stop-and-go traffic to be aware of right now. I-71 southbound between 17th Avenue and I-70. Currently about a 10-minute slowdown through that area. Going to have to be a little bit patient there. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. And buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zelig for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Jenner T-Bone coming up at 4:48. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your tweets at manandbone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Baseball players are stupid. They're selfish. They will go out of their way to tell fans how insignificant they are. Spencer Strider is a starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves.
Good.
By the way, Wiki says he was born in Columbus, Ohio. Let him live. Spencer Strider is making headlines today because he was asked if he had any hot sports takes, and he said this. Absolutely, there should be no fans. 2020 season, no fans. Get rid of the fans. It's too loud. Everybody be quiet. We don't need the cheering. We know you're watching. I don't need the fans. Stay outside the stadium. Back it up. Let's do like a no lower bowl thing. Upper decks, great. Outfield, phenomenal. But we don't need you around the bullpen. Just try to be quiet. Okay, A couple things here.
Wow.
He's getting blitzed everywhere. If you Google Spencer Strider, you will see it. Every website has picked this up. Even the leaning political sites have picked this up.
Okay.
Right?
Why?
Because it's a thing.
It is, I guess. Because
baseball player says he doesn't like fans. Now,
okay, fine.
I was unaware when I first saw this because Teddy printed out the story for me and I read it in print that there was a video of this. So I went and I watched the video of Spencer Strider.
Okay.
And I believe him to be joking.
Okay.
Okay. I think he's kidding around. Specifically, talking about the 2020 season, he hadn't been drafted yet. He didn't debut until 2021.
Well, he could have, again, not seeing the video, I would just say that you could be saying, I didn't play, but I would have preferred to play with no fans. Who needs them?
Yes. Now, you go watch the video maybe in the break or something.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me what you think. I think he's kidding around, and this has sort of been blown out of proportion.
Okay. So if that's the case, then if he's just being sarcastic, you would think that some reporter around at that point, wouldn't they, you know, jump up to his defense and say, guys,
I don't know.
I was standing right there. He's kidding around.
Now, if he's not kidding around,
well,
he's the dumbest person ever.
This is why it's so easy to believe that he's not joking, though you're right. He may be.
Like Zach Greinke said it.
Yes.
Remember that about a year ago?
Yeah.
And he meant it.
Absolutely right. I mean, we talked about Chris Sale not liking the uniforms and cutting them up with scissors and being crazy in that way. Remember that where they had to cancel a game or postpone it because the uniforms they were supposed to wear, he just chopped them up with scissors. I'm just saying it is easy for us to understand or believe this narrative because we've seen so many ball players, Major League Baseball players specifically, that seem so out of touch with like what their fans want. I remember that during the 2020 season where players talked about how it was nice to be able to just go in. They didn't have to deal with any of the heckling or anything that they usually get. It was just a nice atmosphere for them. They really enjoyed having no fans in the stands. And then I think Major League Baseball got to a lot of the players and was like, could you please stop saying that out loud? Because even if you do like that, we don't want to tell people that you hate them. We'd like these people to spend money and come to our games. So please kindly shut up about that. So whether or not he's joking or not, I do believe there are at least a decent number of people, maybe a minority, but a decent number of people in Major League Baseball clubhouses who say, yeah, I would be better off if there were no fans.
Teddy, did you watch the video? Did you get a chance to see it?
I did see it.
Do you think he's joking?
I don't know. I know he's kind of a quirky guy, so I'm hoping he's joking.
Well, here's the thing. Even if he's not joking, he definitely gives off douchebag vibes, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes, he does. Okay. He is that kind of a guy.
All right.
So that's why.
So either way, he's a douche.
All right. Well, you know what?
That's but is good he a stupid see. Douche? That's the question.
Sure. Yeah. I also wonder, and we're now speculating just off on another realm. I wonder how many players would say, if they knew that it would never get out there and they knew they'd never have to answer for it, how many players in all sports would say, oh, yeah, I appreciate the money they bring, but I don't care for the atmosphere. I don't really need the atmosphere. I know some players, like Deion Sanders, lives off an atmosphere. When he played, now that he's a coach, he wants you in the seats. He wants you because he wants to have you in the palm of his hand, booing him, cheering him, whatever you're doing. There are players that really genuinely love to hear it from the fans, no matter what's going on. I know there's a percentage of players who say, I would play this game if nobody was watching. I would play this game if it's, you know, in a Siberian desert. I just want to go out there and go against the other guy. I go against myself. I am always trying to better myself in whatever way I can. Fans being there is inconsequential, and I block all of it out either way. I wonder how many players, though, would genuinely say that in pro sports. Probably not many.
Wilt Chamberlain's 1972 Finals jersey has sold at auction for $4.9 million. It's the third most expensive jersey ever sold. A Kobe jersey sold for $5.8 million. A Michael jersey from the Last Dance season sold for $10.1 million. That is the most expensive jersey.
Wait, this was 4.9. Okay.
For Wilt Chamberlain. It's the most expensive piece of Wilt memorabilia that's ever been auctioned off.
And of the pre-like 1980 NBA stuff.
Yeah.
It's the most expensive thing. Right.
Let me ask you this question. And I'm just kicking this around. I haven't put much thought into it.
That's good.
But
what we do on this show. So
yeah, it's good.
Perfect.
we have the White Sox and the Diamondbacks up in here. And Andrew Benintendi plays for the White Sox. He wears number 23. Every single time I see someone, one of the Chicago teams, wearing, someone's wearing number 23, I instantly say and ask myself, are they good enough to wear number 23? I know that across the game, Jackie Robinson's number 42 has been retired, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting throughout the NBA or even, you know, throughout, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Should all the sports teams in Chicago retire the number 23?
That's an interesting question. I think if there is a sports figure that would qualify for that treatment, yeah, it would be Michael Jordan in the city that he played. And they have quite a few sports teams, right? You got two Major League Baseball teams, you got a hockey team, you got an NFL team. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely have a lot of teams that would be affected by that decision, but I think there's a case to be made for it.
And
if not for him,
for the second most famous number 23 to ever wear it in the city of Chicago, who should be in the Hall of Fame, and it's a crime that he's not. And we'll never see another one like him because the rules have changed. Devin Hester.
There you go.
My guy.
Yeah. I think you could make that case for Michael Jordan. Let me ask you.
You know, hell with him. Devin Hester. Retire number 23 because of Devin Hester.
Is there a guy that you think, like, I'm trying to think in the city of Columbus, is there anyone that rises to the level that we would say, across all of the sports teams, no one should wear that number? I don't mean that as a slight to anyone. I just don't think there's anyone that we've ever had in this city that's been to that level.
It's different when you're talking about Ohio State because there's only a certain amount of time you can play here.
Yes.
You know, right. If Eddie George were able to have a 20-year career.
Absolutely.
At Ohio State, then yes, you would think about something like that. But
by the way, Eddie was the number I had in my head when you said this. Like, or when you started talking about...
Archie would be the number. I mean, if anybody was going to... It's Archie.
Yeah, I'm saying for me, guys I watched, I wasn't old enough to watch Archie, but guys I watched, Eddie's the guy that came immediately to my mind of, I could see never anybody wearing 27 again. Like, I definitely feel that strongly about how good he was.
You're limited as to how long you can play here. Now,
yeah, that's fair because, you know, a 4-year career probably isn't worth telling a 15-year Jackets player, sorry, you can't have the number you want because some kid at Ohio State wore it 4 years. That's right.
Count the Cash has his number retired over at Nationwide, 61, Rick Nash. But Rick Nash was not, it's not like he's Wayne Gretzky.
No,
if Wayne Gretzky played for the Blue Jackets, then yes, I think we had that conversation. I think you can have that conversation about Wayne Gretzky and nobody should be able to wear 99 the entire damn league.
Oh,
that's how good he was.
I agree with you on that. You could say no one wears 99. I guess there are players that still wear 99 in homage to him, but yeah, I think that's a fair point that you could probably do that with his number. We've got obviously Jackie Robinson at 42 in baseball.
And that's about more than just
him as the player, obviously.
It's what that represents.
But it's still rightfully so. It should be that way. I'm trying to think of, would we have anyone in the NFL you would think would qualify for that? You might say Brady, but I don't. Number one, there's been a lot of people who've worn 12. And I don't know that even as great as Tom Brady was, I would say, yeah, no one can wear number 12 ever again. I don't think most NFL fans would sign on for that because most of them don't like Tom Brady. They respect the greatness, but they don't like him.
Yeah.
They wouldn't want their team to not have a certain number available to them. I saw
a picture of him this morning where he's on very casual shot. I'm sure he didn't know that any paparazzi was around. He's just shirtless on the beach.
Yeah.
Throwing the football. I think his kid was there and, you know, the photogs were right there. Very professional. He's like, hey, my hair's all done. Like we all look when we go to the beach. off the GQ set.
Right. I tend to think he's still at a place where he is a public figure and knows it. You know how you see those tabloid shots of someone where it's like, what happened to this guy or this gal? And it's them at the beach looking like a normal human. That is where I think someone has gotten to a point where they say, yeah, I'm out of the spotlight. Stop bugging me. And the paparazzi were there for someone else. So they're like, oh, hey, looky there. There's someone we haven't seen in a while. Let's take some photos of him. And suddenly you get like Pauly Shore with just the grossest looking hair and body that you've ever seen with the shirt off. But that's because Pauly Shore doesn't care anymore. He's not trying to impress. Tom Brady will reach an age, 65, 70, sometime where he does not care.
Well, see, that's...
And you'll, I don't and understand you'll see, why it's you'll not see now. Him at some point.
So Tom Brady retires, okay?
Yeah.
He's TB12 diet. I don't eat any nightshades. Avocado ice cream. We make fun of it.
Yeah.
You've retired. You're done. Last year, people knocked him and said, look how skinny he got. He's even skinnier than he was last year. I would assume you retire from the league. You've been so regimented. At least for a couple months, I'm saying to myself, I'm not doing anything past the cheeseburgers.
I'll tell you why he's skinny. I believe it's 100%. He went through a divorce and is back out there.
Well, maybe that's
I'm
it.
Saying, that's what I mean, is once he gets through that and where he's settled back in with someone else, and maybe 10 years have gone by and they're like married, and there's no more, that's it, we're all done there, then I could see him maybe even in his 50s just being like, and now, oh, look, a little paunch. Oh, look, I'm, you know, he likes to drink his beer, right? Isn't that the story?
That's the story.
He's one of those guys that can just, you know, house a beer like no one else. If you talk to the people around the league or guys who have partied with him, when he wants to drink, he can drink. I'm just saying, maybe when he gets to his 50s and he's done the TV thing for a little bit and he's shot all his Hertz commercials and he's all through all that and he realizes, oh yeah, I've got like $500 million. I don't need to do any of this anymore. That's when I think you see him just, yeah, I'm Tom Brady. Kind of like maybe he grows his hair out like Kid Rock.
Derek Jeter.
That'd be great.
Derek Jeter has, I wouldn't say he's woefully out of shape.
No,
but you can tell he's put on probably 15, 20 pounds since he stopped playing.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who's retired right. And knows he's never coming to play baseball again.
He's doing luxury car commercials in a $5,000 suit.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Tom Brady can still do that. I'm just surprised that he wants to be so skinny and ripped. No, you're right.
I think it's the divorce. I honestly do.
New gambling technology has arrived. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have some slow traffic, 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and I-70. Things backing up there a little bit. Currently about a 17-minute delay. We also have an accident on the right berm, 670 westbound before Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Adam Zelling for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Bone, give me a number.
Let's go with 5.
Call number 5 right now. 614-821-9710 gets 2 tickets to see Switchfoot at the Bluestone tomorrow.
Nice.
Tomorrow. Good news.
What's the good news?
We have no idea what the Ohio State football schedule is going to look like for next year when it comes to conference opponents, or really what the conference is going to look like.
Right. I mean, all we know is that we've got Pac-12 teams joining.
Yeah.
And we know a schedule will be out soon.
Soon.
But we don't have it yet.
What do you think comes out first, our bourbon or the Big Ten schedule?
I hope our bourbon, man. I really do. Right. I hope it's soon.
Ohio State has added 2 new opponents this year. Two new opponents today for future years. In 2027, one in 2028. The 2027 game will be against New Hampshire.
Oh.
I'm sure something to do with that.
That's a Ryan Day thing, yeah.
And 2028 will be Northern Illinois. The Huskies from DeKalb, Illinois. It could be 72 degrees and beautifully sunny. As you're entering the DeKalb city limits, it will instantly become 44 and cloudy and a mist will form.
Is that what happens in DeKalb?
That is what happens in DeKalb. My sister went there.
Oh, I see.
And it's a very miserable place.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Anyway, so
at least the game's not there, though, right? It's here.
That's right. Yeah. Ohio State's playing a true road game in DeKalb, Illinois against a MAC team.
Right. I'm just saying, so we've got that going for us. You don't have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know right now no one's thinking this way because you just beat Notre Dame, but I mean, there's an outside chance Ryan Day's not coaching this football team in 2027, right?
Why? Because he's so good he's left, or so bad he's been forced to leave?
It could be either one, right? I'm just pointing out that I find that interesting that we're bringing in New Hampshire because Ryan Day went there. If you don't know that, I mean, that has to be the only reason, right? Why else would you bring in New Hampshire of all the schools? I don't think there's a real clear answer there other than that makes sense.
What city is the University of New Hampshire in? I'll give you $1 trillion if you know it.
Well, I'm going to say Loudoun.
Durham.
Oh, Durham.
Durham.
Sure.
What do you think the graduation rate is?
100%.
77%.
They're all smart.
What's the acceptance rate?
98%.
87%.
Oh, high. Okay.
It is high. Well, you said 98.
Well, I was
apparently just have to be breathing
around. I don't know.
87%. So pretty stupid.
That's
pretty stupid.
But they graduate pretty well. Hey, let them live.
I'm looking at famous alumni. Alumnus?
No, an alumnus would be one. An alumni, a group of alumni is what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Come on, give me this.
Is there anyone famous other than Ryan Day?
Their big rival is the University of Maine.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Sure. That's the battle for the lobster? I don't know what they do.
No.
I don't know what they're doing.
Come on. No lobster in New Hampshire. You know what? Maybe New Hampshire's got a little bit of coast.
Got a little coast.
Got a little tiny, like 8 mile coast.
Don't disparage the New Hampshire coast.
That's 8 mile two. It's Eminem stars in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just him on the coast.
Right. That's what.
Eminem's in Rye, New Hampshire.
That seems like a place he would be.
I don't remember any. I don't know these names.
Okay.
Mike O'Malley? Remember him? They had a Mike O'Malley show. Why do I not remember this?
Ted, do you know who
Mike O'Malley
is? It
was on NBC. It aired for two episodes.
I don't know who he is.
Who the hell is Mike O'Malley?
I know Mike and Molly. That's not.
No, that's a different person entirely.
Those are two people. Yeah. That's it. New Hampshire, not a lot of famous people.
Well, I mean, there's other names here. I just don't recognize them.
Does it say what they do?
Yeah, there's a lot, you know.
Give me somebody who does a thing.
Jerry Azuma played for the Bears.
Oh, okay.
He went there. Ryan Day's on here.
Do they have to be sports figures? Do they have any, like, I don't know, chemists who it's like, well, I don't know who he is, but he won a Nobel Prize.
George O'Leary.
Oh.
Former head coach of Notre Dame.
Sure. Among other places, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let him live. That's a decently well-known name. Is that it?
Mary Ann Esposito, who I watch on public television. She has an Italian cooking show.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, it's called Ciao Italia.
Okay. So she started in New Hampshire.
She's still banging, too. She's on.
Mary Ann Esposito.
Yeah, Mary Ann Esposito.
I'm going to look her up.
Has no forehead.
What do you mean, no forehead?
Okay. Eyebrows go right to her hairline.
Stop. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to
tell you.
You don't disparage Mary Ann Esposito,
no,
a woman
like
I've never heard of.
I enjoy her very much.
She has a very low hairline.
Yeah.
Let her live.
Of course. It's got to be very easy to clean.
I would kill for that hairline, quite honestly. Look at my hairline. Jeez. I got enough forehead for both of us, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Jackie McMullen.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a sports writer.
Sports writer, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. ESPN.
Yeah. John Irving, Academy Award winning screenwriter and novelist. What did he do?
Why do I know that name?
Let me click on
it. I should know the name.
John Irving.
Is it with an I? John Irving?
Yeah, John Irving.
Okay.
What did he do?
He wrote The World According to Garp, which is they made that into a movie, right? I think.
Cider House Rules.
Okay, he's written some stuff. He's got some movies made out of
Teddy
his books.
Teddy read The World According to Garp, right, Teddy?
Well, Robin Williams did the movie.
Yeah, that's
that.
Right. Yes. That's what I'm saying. I know the movie. I didn't know he wrote the book. So there you go. That's a New Hampshire, New Hampshire guy.
All right. Yeah, this is a hell of a segment. Okay.
Hey, you know what? It's better than watching Ohio State play New Hampshire, which is going to be
Fair
a
enough.
Disaster.
Fair enough. New technology coming with betting.
Yeah, so apparently there's a group that is called Genius Sports. They are the one of the exclusive data and sportsbook video partner of the NFL. So they have worked and created a thing called BetVision. BetVision is going to be used by Caesars and Fanatics Sportsbooks. Bet Rivers will also have the technology. Apparently,
what about Bette Midler? Is she going to have the technology?
That's right. I like the idea that Bette Midler and Philip Rivers got together.
I named my kid Bette Rivers. You bet I got my wife pregnant again. Yeah.
Anyway, Bette Rivers is getting video in the app along with Caesars and Fanatics. This is low latency video. So what it means is if you watch streaming now, whether you have ESPN Plus or anything you watch, Hulu or, you know, your YouTube TV subscription, whatever you got, it is sometimes delayed by 8 seconds up to a minute from the actual game time. Well, this company, Genius Sports, they have worked with the NFL to develop low latency video that allows them to have it be almost identical in real time to when the play is happening, wherever it's happening. So if you're watching an NFL game and you want to bet live betting through a video, the problem has been as you're watching the video and you're like, oh, cool. It's a 2nd and 7.
No, I think it's happened 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, that's already done. And the third down has already happened too. And you just haven't seen it yet. Now you'll be able to watch that live, which means in their app, you could watch the game through their app and then place bets on the stuff you're watching live, and they'll pop it right up on the screen. So I've seen some screenshots of this. I've obviously not used it or anything, but it does look like something that would be quite a game changer. And I'm sure every app will want this and will get it at some point. But yeah, this is another step in that direction of just making it an immersive experience for gambling. And I don't know, I can't imagine how much this cost. Now, I had the thought, can you watch any game through this? If you're sitting here in Columbus and you want to watch, I don't know, like a Chargers game, it's on at 4 o'clock and it's not being carried locally here.
Oh, beat the system.
Yeah. No, you cannot.
Oh.
But you can watch games that are locally available here. So if you don't have television or if you don't have any type of internet or streaming package or anything like that, you could theoretically go on these apps and watch NFL games. Monday night game, Sunday night game, Thursday night game, those will also all be on this app as well. So now you know.
Thanks, Bone.
Yeah.
Sports talk hosts are looking for jobs. No, it's not us. Oh, it probably should be us, but it's not. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Seeing some really slow traffic in the area right now. Things backing up 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and I-70. Currently about a 23-minute delay through that area. Going to have to be patient there. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Invisible Fence brand is more than a fence. They offer what no other pet containment company can. Patented technology combined with hands-on training to ensure protection for your pet while allowing them to enjoy more of their yard. Visit InvisibleFence.com today to learn more about what sets them apart. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send us a tweet at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
You want me to give you a few of those?
Yes.
All right. Alex says, my guy.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Would you rather accidentally text a nude picture of yourself to your parents or accidentally butt dial them during fun time and then have to listen to the whole thing? Now, when you said accidentally butt dial them, I thought you meant maybe I was having the fun time, but what you mean is
they're having
it.
No, absolutely not. They can see all the naked pictures of me they want.
Yeah.
That's scarring for them, not necessarily for me.
Well, and also, I mean, at some point, I mean, like, I don't recall my parents ever seeing me nude as an adult. I don't think they have, but they've seen me in various
funky adventure.
They've seen me in various levels of distress my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm their child. Like, so I assume even if they saw that, they would be like, ah, and then delete it. And then it'd be like, whatever. I've also seen him like crapping himself when he was, you know, four or whatever.
What if you were in an S&M outfit? Would that make a difference?
Mm.
Like whips and chains and
it would
leather crotchless things.
Because, well, I mean, being nude doesn't necessarily mean debauchery.
Right, but this guarantees
if that's what's going on,
rubber ball in your mouth.
There would be a lot of discussion about where my eternal soul is going. And so then I would not want to be a part of that discussion. I just wouldn't want to.
Why?
Well, I just wouldn't want to.
What if Melissa's also into that? That's just the love between a man and a wife.
I understand.
You're married. It's behind closed doors. What's the problem?
I am telling you, I agree with you. I am saying I know how that would go with my parents. There would be a discussion about what are you doing getting pictures taken in this outfit?
Okay.
Why are you wearing this outfit?
Right, I understand that from a let's not let that get out, son, sort of mentality where you don't want to embarrass yourself and have this stuff wind up on the internet. I get that.
Yeah.
But what a man and a wife does behind closed doors. I mean, that's,
you know what?
You think your parents are just doing missionary? Like they haven't?
God, I've never thought of it. To be honest with you, I try not to. But here's the thing. I don't know what they would think
if they found out.
Aren't you? It's
unavoidable.
I don't know what they would think if I was in that like outfit and there was, I assume there's stuff out, right? I'm not just fully clothed in like.
Yeah, no, there's stuff out.
Bondage gear, right? I mean, to quote the great Charlton Heston, yeah.
Bondage.
I'm assuming stuff is visible, so they would know that there's something going on there. I think they would view that as unnatural, and then there would be a discussion about it. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my parents would say, hey, whatever you two do with among yourselves, that's up to you. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to find out. Let's see. Crew Wesley says, my senior hurlers.
You need a Hummer?
Common Man, would you rather the three of you have to clean up Seafood City with no PPE, personal protective equipment, or simply ride in a hot air balloon together for 3 hours?
If you missed Seafood City last week.
I did. What is this?
It was when Tim was here, and there was a seafood restaurant called Seafood City that apparently was failed a health inspection.
Oh.
And so the city shut down the restaurant. People who owned Seafood City said, all right, fine, we're just going to leave. So they closed the doors.
Oh, boy.
And let 8,000 pounds of seafood rot.
Oh, no.
Inside the restaurant where they had to bring in hazmat crews.
Oh, no.
The surrounding neighborhood said it smelled like dead bodies
piled up. Yeah, I'm sure it did. It was dead bodies, dead fish bodies and crustaceans and everything else.
So you and I would, and three of us would have to, Teddy too, have to clean up. You know what? I'd rather ride in the hot air balloon. And that's saying something.
Oh, I'm telling you, I've been around like just the remnants of like fish guts that have been processed by a fisherman and left to sit out in the sun for like an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a smell that I would not wish on anyone. I can't imagine what 8,000 pounds of seafood sitting for days or weeks would do. No way.
So some sports talk guys are out of a job. Now, Bone, I want to take your temperature on this because, you know, you and I are fairly tuned into the sports talk business, considering that is our business.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has laid off their sports talk lineup.
Huh?
My thoughts exactly. When
I
saw
they
this,
had one.
Apparently they did. They ran 12 hours of programming daily on Prime Video.
Okay.
Sports talk shows. And they have decided this isn't working for us. And so they fired everybody. So I feel sorry for whoever the hell was doing that job, but I work in this business. And I had no idea this was happening. Did anybody out there know it? Did you watch it? Who was it? What were they doing?
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at this because there's a. I just Googled Amazon Sports Talk to see what happened. There is an article here on Amazon. Well, it's about Amazon.com, written by Amazon staff from November 18th of last year.
Okay.
So not even a year ago.
Yeah, because it didn't last long.
It says everything you need to know about Sports Talk, Amazon's new sports programming series. And it says the new programming includes 7 shows spanning 12 hours of live daily sports talk. I'm just trying to see if there's any names here. But they say this is available to anyone who has a Prime membership.
Well, I have one.
Yeah, I never saw one thing for it, honestly. It features, here are the shows. Bonjour Sports Talk, a panel show featuring Madeline Burke, Ben Lyons, and a rotating weekly guest host.
Bonjour?
Bonjour Sports
Bonjour.
Talk. Bonjour. Bonjour. Yep.
Bon appétit.
The Kari Champion Show with host Kari Champion. Game Breakers with Eitan Levine and Drexton Clemens.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
Avril Lavigne and who?
Eitan Levine and Drexton Clemens. From the Desk of Master T with host Master Tafatsian? Tafatsian? I'm not sure
Master
how to say his
T?
Name. Master
so not Master P.
No, Master T. Right. The Power Hour with host Renee Stubbs. The Greatest Hour of All Time, a re-airing of the best hour of programming from the day.
Okay.
And this is a real name. The Backup Plan. With hosts Hannah Ostapchik and Jason Spells.
I've never heard of these people.
And the Fabulous Sports Babe featuring...
No way. You lie.
No, there's no Fabulous Sports Babe. I wish there was. I would have tuned in if I'd have known of that.
She's a legend. You will not besmirch
her. We're in this business. I never heard of any of this. Why? Kari Champion was on ESPN? Right?
Her name sounds
something
vaguely familiar.
Right? I think so. It says here, the Kari Champion Show is a crossover show for any sports and culture fan. Kari Champion gives fans an unfiltered and straightforward look at sports and the role they play in our daily lives. It allows viewers to feel like they're joining in on friends' conversations about the latest news while still encouraging them to learn more about topics from a direct and in-touch perspective.
What a bunch of gobbledygook.
It's all gobbledygook.
My God. All right. Well, anyway, these people are all out of a job. If you watched it, I'm very sorry. It's gone.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Degenerate T-Bone is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident causing some pretty big delays right now. 71 northbound before I-70. Two lanes blocked there. Stop and go traffic really backing up. Only that right lane open. Emergency crews on the scene. About a 35-minute delay. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half-off traditional wings every Tuesday, and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor, Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go Sports Bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zelick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean-out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast. It is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Our dumb podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
What you're about to hear is gambling predictions from a very stupid man. What I encourage you to do is go Apo Taco.
I agree with that.
And perhaps you'll win some money. But if you listen to his advice, you will certainly not win any. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones. Degenerate T-Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone.
T-Bone's Picks for the Weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Well, man, we are going to start off tonight. You've got the Lions taking on the Packers. That is at Lambeau. Lions are 2.5-point road favorites. And you know what? I don't believe in this Packers team. I do believe in the Lions. I think they're better. I think they win this game. And I do think I'm going to lay the 2.5 points on this one. I feel good about Dan Campbell getting his guys ready to go for this. So, yeah, I'm not afraid of the Packers. I'm not afraid of Lambeau Field. I'm going to go in there and watch this team go out and I think win by a touchdown or more. Lions get it done.
Lions have won 3 in a row against the Packers.
Yeah, that's right.
As a matter of fact, you know, all the Bears fans say, wow, what are you going to do? I mean, you had Aaron Rodgers all those years. We can't beat you. All right. Well, in the last 20 games, the Lions are 10-10 against the Packers. They found a way to do something.
They were at least .500. The Bears, not so much. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. out west, you've got Utah, number 10 ranked Utah at number 19 Oregon State. I'm actually going to go Oregon State here to pull they're not pulling the upset. They are actually favored by 4.5, but I think they win and cover. I think Oregon State, whatever their head coach's name is, probably a stupid name, that guy is really good. Their team is really good. And this just in, Pac-12 has been exciting. So even if you're not wanting to bet this one, you should be watching it because it should be a pretty interesting game. But I'm going Oregon State there, laying the points, the 4.5. Sunday, don't forget, there is English football, but not soccer. No. There's NFL's in England. There is English soccer,
yes,
too.
Yes, of course.
But the Falcons are in England. They'll be playing the Jags. If I'm not mistaken, that's in England. I don't think it's in any other country. Anyway, the Jags are 3-point favorites in this game. I also want to say I saw that this is ESPN Plus only. That's right. Okay. They've done that before with Yahoo, right? I think they had a game on Yahoo Plus, whatever. This one's ESPN Plus if you want to watch it. I know the Falcons are 2-1. I know the Jags have lost 2 of their 3 games. Jags are the better football team. I do not buy this Falcons team. I do not think they're for real. I also think the Jags are much more well-equipped to go over to London and do this thing. They've done it more than anybody else in the NFL. So, yeah, lay the 3 points. I think the Jags get it done and win reasonably big by a point or more, I will say.
Fowler is working that game for ESPN.
Oh, is he really?
And that means Reese Davis is working with Herbie on Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. Did not realize that. That's good to know. Bengals on the road to take on the Titans. Bengals are 2.5-point road favorites as well. No way that can go wrong, but I don't think that Titans defense is very, very good. I don't think that offense is any good either, so I think the Bengals start to pick up a little bit from where they were last week. I don't think they were 0-2 bad. I don't believe that's a really bad team at all. I think the Bengals have something to prove. They go out and take care of business, laying the 2.5 points there. And finally, I'm just laying a bunch of points here on this one. I'm fading on the Cardinals. I don't care that they won. I don't care what they did last week to Dallas. I don't have any issues laying this. They are at San Francisco. Niners are going to blow them out. It's a 14-point spread, Mike.
It's a lot of points in the NFL, though.
I know. They're trying to scare you. They're trying to scare you. Don't be scared. Scared money don't make money. That's what I say. I'm laying that 14 points and saying, I dare you. I don't think it's happening. Now, I did want to briefly just touch on the futures for the NHL.
Yeah.
Would you like to see what the Stanley Cup odds are for all the teams or
no.
Any specific teams? Well, good news. I'm going to do it anyway. Hurricanes are your favorites at +800. Avs, +900. Oilers, +900. I do like that the way Oilers is abbreviated is EDM. That always makes me laugh. The Devils are +900, so that's good. Meanwhile, where are your Columbus Blue Jackets? Well, bad news.
No, that's good news. It means you're going to make some money.
+15,000.
When it happens.
To win the Stanley Cup. I mean,
listen, you put $1,000 down.
Put $1,000?
Yeah. If you have
$1,000 to lose? Because you're not going to, I'm sorry.
Hey, let me tell you something. First of all, shut your mouth. All right, we're coming up on the start of the season. I want some positivity.
Okay, I want to be positive, but I want to be realistic and not cost someone half a mortgage payment.
I'm just throwing out a suggestion here. $100. How about
that? $100. There you go.
$100.
All right.
Right. What does that get you?
That's a lot of money. But go ahead.
What does that get you?
What do you mean? What does it get you? Like an outfit? Depending on where you shop.
No. I mean, if they win the cup, then what does that get you? $100 bet gets you what?
It would be. Hang on, I got to do math here. It would be, I think, $15,000. I think that's right. I think it'd be $15,000.
Yes?
I think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So what would $1,000 get you? Ten times that.
Yeah, it'd be $150,000. I think that's right.
Is that right?
It's probably more than that.
No, I think it's more than that.
No, it's 150 to 1.
Can I tell you something? There's one person in this studio that has a college degree, and he's just staring at us.
It's plus 15,000.
What you're saying sounds right.
It's plus 15,000, so it's 150 to 1. So, yeah, if you put $1,000 down, it'd be $150,000 is what you'd get back, plus your 1,000.
Yes.
So 151,000.
It's a sure bet. I'm doing it.
It's not a sure bet. Would you stop it?
Why don't you give me the money? I'll make the bet for you.
Okay? Hey, you know what, Teddy? I agree with that. I'll do it for you if you want.
Lick the floor. I'll give you $1,000.
Okay.
You go make the bet.
By the way, to win the Metro, Jackets are almost the same odds as they are to win the Stanley Cup. What did I say they were to win the Stanley Cup? I said 150 to 1.
15,000 to 1,
yeah.
Didn't you?
No. Plus 15,000, which is 150 to 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Blue Jackets to win the Metro, not the conference, just their division, they are 100 to 1 odds.
All right.
I mean, now that...
Metro's tough, man.
Metro is tough, but I'm saying if you think the Jackets are that good that maybe they could be a contender for the Stanley Cup, maybe the flyer you take is then on them winning the Metro, not on them winning the Stanley Cup, because that's a little bit more doable.
Am I the only one, whenever somebody says Metro, I think of a really tight pair of pants?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, I think that should be the banner for winning the Metro, is you get to hang a pair of skinny jeans from the rafters.
You know what? I why not? That'd be fun. You know, and that'd be great. We'd finally adopt that, and then that's what the Jackets would have to hang. Not a real banner, just a skinny pair of jeans.
We're hanging pants. Come to the pants hanging ceremony.
That's great.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. I have some Deshaun Watson injury news. This is important. All right. You got a big game this weekend against the Ravens. Is Deshaun Watson going to be 100%? I'm going to tell you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Want to give you an accident update. 71 northbound before I-70. An accident there has been cleared. That was some really big delays in the area. Still pretty big delays in the area as things return back to normal, but all lanes are now open. Hopefully we'll have free-flowing traffic in maybe 20, 30 minutes or so as things clear up there. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. The perfect way to offset a long day. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. It is Would You Rather Thursday. Send in your Would You Rather tweets at Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
Mike, I got a little on this day in history, which is also a little good vibes for some Reds fans, and also a little piece of personal business I have to take care of, and I can do it all with one little story. Would you like to hear it?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Okay.
On this date, in 2010, this is September 28th, 2010.
Is Bobby here?
Yeah. He is. I'm doing Bobby Carpenter right now. Listen every morning, 6 a.m., if you want to hear it. The Reds hit a walk-off home run courtesy of Jay Bruce.
I was going to say Jay Bruce.
And what did that do? Clinched the NL Central, securing for the Reds at that time the first trip to the playoffs in 15 years. Now, you might say, T-Bone, why did you remember randomly 13 years ago that the Reds hit a walk-off jack to win the NL Central? You're not a big Reds fan. Why do you remember that? Because I was watching that in the delivery room of our first daughter being born, Vivian.
Today's the day.
Today is her 13th birthday.
You officially are the parent of a teenager. Look at you.
That's it. We're there.
Look at you.
Yeah. So happy birthday to Viv.
Happy birthday, Viv.
And I will never forget this moment where my wife had been in labor for approximately 18 hours at this point. And it's taken forever. Viv was, you know, still clinging to the womb. Whatever was going on in there, she's still in there.
Sounds like someone wasn't pushing hard enough to me.
That's right. Well, that's actually, yes, that's what the doctor told, or the not the doctor, the nurse told my wife, was like, I don't want any half-ass pushes.
And yes! I was like, and then the nurse screamed at Lou Holtz after the baby came out.
The thought that popped in my head when she said that was, I was like, I don't know if it's half-ass, but it's full something else I'm seeing over here. So I don't know what the exchange rate is, but it's everything she's got. She's giving it. But anyway, as all that's happening, my wife is trying to like get through labor. My wife, in name only, is a Reds fan. Her dad roots for the Reds. So when you ask my wife, who's your baseball team? She will say the Reds. So in an effort as a human to try to relate to my lovely wife, who I care deeply about, and to try to take her mind off this work that she's doing to deliver our firstborn, I said, hey, honey, Jay Bruce just hit a home run. The Reds are going to the playoffs. And she goes, why do you think I would care about that? And just, I mean, rightfully so, she's in the middle of labor and she's like, why are you distracting me with that? And I said, that's fair. I was trying to distract you, but anyway. So, thanks to Melissa for doing that. Happy birthday, Viv. Congrats to Reds fans. That was a nice moment you had with Jay Bruce. Let him live. Anyway, just thought I'd bring it up.
You know, when I was in the delivery room, first of all, I didn't want to be. I wanted it to be the 50s, and I wanted to be in the waiting room. And then you call me in when the baby is all clean and looks like a Gerber baby.
Box of cigars you pass out to everybody, just plop them in their mouths.
Right, but yeah. I floated that to Kristen. She didn't enjoy the idea.
Right.
So, you know, beforehand, we're talking about, you know, what she would need from me, what type of support she would want from me. And she said,
I love it when you make me laugh. It makes me feel better.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, well, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm good with the jokes.
I'm good. I can make some casual, shallow observations and maybe take your mind off of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were in there, and I did a couple of those things. By the way, got a couple laughs from the nurse.
Oh, so
the material was good.
Material's great.
She took a look at me and said, I really need you to not talk for the rest of the day.
Yes.
And I said, whatever you need, honey. So I just was there in silence.
Mm-hmm.
The point where the nurse asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
I responded. Kristen looked at me and said, what did I say? All right. Would you like me to leave?
If I was that nurse, I would be asking every question of you just to see what you do.
Whatever
just to
you make need you squirm. From me. Whatever you need.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's all we can do in that moment.
Right. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, no, you must hear this material that I have. It's killer.
Well, I'm just saying, we are trying to be as supportive as we can. We don't know how to be supportive in the sense that what you're going through looks like the most horrible thing anybody could go through, right? Like, imagine if someone, this is not even close to comparable, but if someone's running a marathon, they're in mile 24 of 26, they're probably as sore and as tired and as everything they've ever been. And if you were just there in a minivan next to them, like, hey, dude, champ, everything good? Want a drink? And they're just like, shut up. Leave me alone. There's no support you can offer in that moment. But you have to be there because
said to her, honey, just one more push. Give me one more push. She would have reached her hand down my throat.
Oh, yeah.
And killed me.
Right. I don't doubt it. Ripped her heart out.
She didn't want that from me. She wanted complete and total silence.
I get it. You know what? We're just trying to help. That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's funny. I got two girls in the house that never shut up. I ask for silence all the time. Nobody ever listens to me. Maybe the day I'm pushing out a stone, they'll actually shut their mouths for 2 seconds.
That's right.
Deshaun Watson has been limited at practice this week with a right shoulder injury. Shoulder is sore. He took a hit on that shoulder in the second half last week. They did tests on it. There's no torn labrum, none of that. Nothing is injured there. It's just sore.
Okay.
And so he was taking mental reps yesterday. He was out there today during the portion that was open to the media doing some very light throwing. But then, of course, they tell the media to go away. So he was at least out there today in pads. Don't know how effective he was. They continue to say that they expect him to be good to go this weekend against the Ravens. Now, it is a huge game this weekend. It's the Ravens, right?
Yes.
It's a divisional game. It's a huge weekend. But you have the bye week right after this. So perhaps there's a thought, maybe protecting him a little bit on Sunday and being a little conservative with the play calls and trusting Gerald Ford and Kareem Hunt to run the football. I know what his name is. Shut up.
You know what I say, Mike? I say throw it 50 times with Deshaun Watson. Let's go. See how that shoulder's working.
Well, what?
See how good that shoulder
again,
is, huh?
I understand that you invested you're not the
all this money. Well, you invested
Deshaun
all this money
Watson
in him.
Fan in the world. However, he is the starting quarterback for the team that you root for.
I understand that. Get out there and play then. Is it hurt? What's your phrase? Just show me the baby.
Don't tell me about the pain. Show me the baby. I tried that on my wife, too. It didn't work. She didn't like it.
I'm just saying, no. I mean, if they say there's something structurally wrong and he's going to do damage if he goes out and plays on it, then obviously you don't do that, and that makes sense. But if they are saying he's limited but still fairly effective for what he is, then I think you have to at least start. And then if he gets hurt or he's not effective, then you make a change during the game. But give yourself, even if he is good enough where he can get you maybe like a 10-point lead or something, and then you try to use the defense that has, in my mind, the greatest player in the NFL.
This is the best defense in the NFL right now.
Well, Myles Garrett's the best player in the NFL.
I mean, we're talking about the Dolphins' offense a lot. You got to talk about the Browns' defense for the first three games because they've been excellent.
Dude, watching some of that film, if you go back and watch the film from, not Tennessee's offensive line, maybe trash, but Myles Garrett made them look like Swiss cheese. It was unbelievable what he was able to do just by himself affecting that game. So not by himself. There's a lot of talent on the defense. I'm just saying they had to switch everything up to deal with him because they could not stop him. Nothing they were doing was working. So, yeah, if you give them a 10-point lead, I feel like you've got a really good chance of winning a game. So that's where I'm saying Deshaun Watson, start as long as he's not structurally damaging anything. Get out there, deal with the pain, and hopefully you get a big enough lead. Maybe you don't have to play him the entire game.
All right, a couple tidbits for you. The USFL has officially announced to their players that they're going to merge with the XFL. We'd heard about this a couple weeks ago, and now they've told their players, essentially, you're all probably going to be fired. I don't know how it's going to work.
That's too bad.
But we'll have one bad spring football league until some other genius billionaires decide, let me lose a bunch of money. Because I can do this the right way. And then we'll start another one.
Well, there's a phrase in auto racing that is, how do you get a small fortune in racing? Start with a large fortune. And that's kind of where I feel like we are with spring football, is how do you gain a small fortune in spring football? Start with a large fortune because you'll waste most of it. Now, again, at least in auto racing, you get the thrill of possibly victory or being out there, your car gets to go out there.
The thrill of playing in front of 4,500 people in Birmingham.
That's what I'm saying. This is not the same thing. So I really don't know what the point of this is.
I said it like it's England. Birmingham.
I was just there.
Birmingham.
Lovely town. Birmingham.
Is it? You like it?
I do like it. I've enjoyed the times I've been down there. It's pretty unique.
And reports say that Taylor Swift will attend the Chiefs Jets game on Sunday night at MetLife. Kill me now. Look,
I don't feel as strongly as you do about this.
I don't have a problem with Taylor Swift, but I'm gonna. And it's no fault of hers. Well, actually, it is fault of hers.
Well,
she doesn't have to go. She knows the spectacle.
She doesn't have to. I understand what you're saying, but also she's not going. Please, for example, she's not asking for the attention. She is living her life.
By showing up, she sort of is asking for the attention.
Well, but
right?
I'm saying she's not like at the midfield, right? I guess, yeah, if you're in a box, they'll find you easier in the crowd. But they'll find her if she's in the crowd. They'll find her wherever she is. I'm saying, for example, they asked her representatives, can we use your music coming in and out of commercial breaks?
Fox did.
Yeah. And they were told no. Now, maybe that's because they said, yeah, if you pay, and they didn't want to. But they pay all the licensing fees to do that stuff. I'm quite sure that's what these networks do. They said, no, we'd rather you not do that. So I think that would signify that they're not trying to draw attention. They can't control what the TV networks want to do. But I'll say this. I don't like it when we're putting anyone on screen. Like if they were just showing the parents of a guy all the time. This has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. It has to do with you're constantly just showing something that is not the football game. Or you're minimizing the football game to show
people. Don't you care about this? You should care about this. How much do you care about this? I'm going to show you this until you care about it. I can't stand that.
No, I'm with you. When I watched the Indy 500 a few years ago, they did that with, I want to say, Ted, it was Dario Franchitti's wife was Ashley Judd. Maybe they still are married. I don't remember. Yes. But in either case, they were showing her because he was in the lead or he was in second. And they kept showing her to the point that they split the screen where you're watching the Indy 500 and half the screen is just a human sitting on a pit box watching the actual race that we're all trying to watch except we can't because they're showing a person on half the screen. That's the part I don't like. It has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. It has nothing to do with, I think she's awesome and I think her music's great.
Unfortunately, they got divorced 10 years ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, Ashley Judd's gone from him.
Well, you know what? Probably was fun while it lasted.
I'm sure it was.
Mm.
Ashley Judd in her prime? Not a lot of rivals.
Well, you haven't seen Dario Franchitti. Because in his prime.
Yeah?
Good. Handsome man.
Okay.
Unique. The guy is
okay.
Unique.
Okay.
No, he's unique because, Teddy, am I wrong? Like, I think Brazilian or Colombian heritage, but born in Scotland.
Oh, very
yeah,
interesting.
So he has like a unique accent, whole bunch of different stuff going on with Dario Franchitti.
All right, very nice.
Yeah.
We need to leave a professional athlete alone because it's not fair to him. It's just bullies.
Oh, okay.
Talk about that next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Seeing some pretty slow traffic right now. I-70 eastbound between I-71 and Bryce Road. Traffic really backing up and moving slowly through that area. Could be 30, 45 minutes or even more of delays there right now. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. Perfect way to offset a long day. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio, and the place that Bone and I do all our banging in sports gambling is Hollywood Casino Columbus. Stop on by and visit their 12,000-square-foot sports book. It's got two walls of TVs.
Huge.
Not two TVs.
No.
Two walls of TVs. Plus, of course, all the things you would expect from a high-class sports book, like food and drink and parking lot bocce ball.
They don't have parking lot bocce ball.
They should have parking lot bocce ball.
You know what they have, though? Everything else you want in a sports book. Like you said, it's great. We love it there.
Go there now or when the show's over or this weekend. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bone, the narrative that I've seen the last few days by some of the enlightened people out there, you know, the Mike and the Mad Dogs and what's his name? It's not Mike and the Mad Dog.
What are we talking about?
The dog. What's dog's name?
Oh,
Christopher Russo.
Christopher Russo, yeah.
You know, he's saying it. I saw some of the big lead guys saying it, is that we just need to leave Zach Wilson alone.
Huh?
It's too much.
What happened?
It's too much pressure, too much piling on.
Is this the Joe Namath thing?
It's not all of it. It's not just not fair.
Because I was told if you're an older person who screams at a younger person for not playing football the right way, it actually motivates you and it's the best thing ever. So which is it? I don't know.
Well, I mean, we saw the younger person screaming at the older person. Ryan Day screaming at Lou Holtz. We saw that.
I mean, if the older guy is giving some critiques of the younger guys, that can motivate them in some situations.
But what we've done now is, can you believe people are piling on this poor young man? Who's really just doing like mission work here.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Because he's trying his best. This is not helpful. All right. Look, if you're going up to Zach Wilson at the grocery store when he's trying to buy melons and you're screaming in his face, yes, that's ridiculous. Stop that right now. All right.
Well, sure.
Don't send him horrible messages or slide into his DMs or say anything like that. But as far as football people and media people and fans criticizing the starting quarterback of the New York Jets, by the way, New York market, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that he was the number two pick in the draft, and he looks like he can't play?
Right.
Less than a year and a half later? Also, kind of a big deal. Like, is this what we're doing now?
Well, what I don't get is, especially coming from a guy like Mad Dog, like Christopher Russo, you do know you're critical of lots of guys all the time. You talk
that's his
about
shtick. That's, he just yells at
yes,
guys.
That's the whole media market that you occupy, right? I don't just mean New York. I mean, he appears on Stephen A's show where they talk about this guy can't get it done. They got to get some answer there at quarterback. Otherwise, it's a joke. Like, that's all they do. So is the reason we can't yell at Zach Wilson is because, well, he didn't know he was going to have to start this year. He thought he was going to be a backup. And so now that he's out there, are we not allowed to yell at him or criticize him or say that he's not doing well? Because, guys, he wasn't supposed to be in this position. I got news for you. The Jets weren't supposed to be in the position of going out and trying to get Aaron Rodgers because they thought they drafted their quarterback of the future.
He was the number two pick in the draft.
I'm just saying, yeah, I bet he wasn't expected to play much this year. We know that because they had Aaron Rodgers, but you know who thought he was good enough to play and still probably thinks he is good enough to play? Zach Wilson.
I don't know if he does at this point.
Well, I'm saying a lot of guys who aren't good anymore in their head go, yeah, but it's not me. It's something else. Or maybe they start to doubt themselves a little bit and then say, yeah, but I'll figure it out next week. I mean, I'm just saying that's the nature of playing pro sports. You're dealing with a bunch of talented people who are all really, really good. May not be good enough to be good in the NFL. That's a different level even from that. But all the guys in the NFL were really, really good in college, and they have had high expectations put on them, and they have largely overcome and exceeded those expectations. So I don't think in the New York market it's going to be a thing you're going to be able to stop is people saying, our quarterback sucks, and this is terrible.
And we shouldn't be trying to stop it, okay? The same reason why we're talking about Justin Fields and the Bears, because they're in a very similar position. Now, it could be that these are two horrible organizations and they've taken talented guys and they've ruined them. Or maybe if you dropped them in better situations, they'd be awesome by now. Okay? Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the reason why we talk about these guys, first of all, they play in markets that people are pretty passionate about football. New York and Chicago. They also had, coming into their careers, certain expectations put on them based on where they were chosen in the draft. What was Justin Fields? Was he 11?
I feel like he was top 12.
Anyway, he wasn't a top 10. He certainly wasn't number two. I'll tell you that.
Right.
So Zach Wilson goes number two to the Jets. Now, I'm sure Mike Florio will come on and say how that was just unfair. And Zach Wilson should have been able to pick where he wanted to go. And the draft is inhumane.
God, I forgot about all that.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I forgot. No, I mean, I understand if the argument is, and it's a fair one to have, that in general, sports media can be toxic and can be a bad place for pro athletes to have to listen to all the drivel that's put out there. Fair criticism, totally. I'm not saying that I don't defend a lot of what goes on in this medium. I'm not saying that everybody who does this is doing it with good intentions or anything. I'm saying that is the nature of what happens on sports radio, like it or not. It's what happens in sports media. Mike and I can do our own thing. We choose to not do the same thing everyone else does. But the idea, I do think there are plenty of people who cross the line. I think it is different if you're saying that guy is so trash and you start going down personal avenues with a person. That's very different than saying he's not good enough. He's just not getting the job done.
I've seen enough of this
guy. I've seen enough to say I don't think he can win games.
I don't want him playing for my team anymore. He's completing 52% of his passes. He's terrible.
Well, I don't understand. At that point, if you're saying, then no, that's unfair criticism, then you might as well say, then I don't even know why we're watching sports.
No, that's right. That's criticism.
You're invested in the outcome of the game. If you're invested in the outcome of the game, then you want to see your team do well. By the way, if it's also week 15 and Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and they're already like, let's say there were three games under 500 and they were barely hanging on to a playoff spot, and then he comes in, plays two games, and is miserable. No one's giving him the vitriol they're giving him now, or very few people are. It's the fact that you're at the early part of the season, Aaron Rodgers shockingly goes out, and then the rest of their big season, they thought, man, we might win the Super Bowl, now rests on this dude. Fair or not, he's in the spot to go out and try to change that narrative about himself, and so far it hasn't gone well.
You know what else it doesn't help? I know I'm trying to help. Aaron Rodgers shows up on TV acting like Gandhi.
Oh, God.
Like he's got it all figured out. Like, hey, these guys just need to grow up a little bit, not take stuff take stuff so personally.
Oh, good.
Learn how to deal with adversity.
Sure. Nice of you to say that. I don't understand how a guy who has been fairly thin-skinned when people have criticisms of him now can say, these guys need to really grow up. Oh, yeah? When everybody was criticizing you for choices you were making in your life, you didn't say that. You said these people all need to go to hell. I'm just saying, you're not defending your guys. You're more or less saying, they just need to grow up and get tougher. Why not go after the people who are criticizing them then?
Oh, he's coaching them. He's coaching them up.
What a loser.
Would You Rather is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Slow traffic spots in the area. I-70 eastbound between I-71 and Bryce Road. Big backups there, 45 minutes to an hour or more. Also, slow traffic 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and State Route 315. That's about a 20-minute delay. This report is sponsored by InvisibleFence.com. Invisible Fence brand is more than a fence. They offer what no other pet containment company can. Patented technology combined with hands-on training to ensure protection for your pet while allowing them to enjoy more of the yard. Visit InvisibleFence.com today to learn more about what sets them apart. I'm Adam Zalig for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Pondering life's stupid questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
Best Would You Rather, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Massey's Pizza, the perfect pizza taste.
Sounds good. Rick Steves' European Bondage Tour says, my guys.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Would you rather tour Europe with Rick Steves or spend a week with Ina Garten as she makes you every meal? You can also participate in any extracurricular activities with her. Don't tell Jeffrey.
Oh, Ina.
Ina.
Oh, yeah. I want to go visit her in the Hamptons.
Oh, sure.
I want all that.
Though, Rick Steves, my guy.
Fine. Like,
these are both dreams.
All right. Well, I'm sure Rick can take you to Europe and shove some ayahuasca down your throat.
I didn't say that. I just want to go get the tour.
That's fine.
Rick,
I'm just saying. I bet you.
Ina's got.
I bet you Ina's smoking some J's.
Oh, sure.
She strikes me as that type of gal.
You know what I would call that? Ina would bring us food and pleasure. That's what that would be. And it would be a pleasure of mine.
Yes.
Tim Hall is... Oh, wait. No, sorry. Tim Hall's meat slap is back. That's what it was. My guys.
I want to kiss you.
My would you rather is, would you rather become a woman and enjoy the wonders of having triplets all natural or be tackled by Micah Parsons 5 times a day for a week without knowing he's coming? So you're getting blindsided by Micah Parsons 35 times? Is that right? 7 days in a week times
give
5?
Birth to triplets.
Naturally.
Now, is it just the birthday?
Oh.
Or is it the 9 months leading up to all of that?
I think either way, I'm going to take Micah Parsons just obliterating me for a week. At some point, I mean, I'd already be on the ground after like the third hit of the day. I'd just be laying as a puddle. So he couldn't hit me that hard and I'm already down.
All right, fine.
So that
I like that. I'll take that too.
Let's see. Brian says, my guys.
A whale's vagina.
Would you rather eat every meal without knives, forks, and spoons or eat every meal without plates, bowls, cups, glasses, and mugs? Your meals do not change to accommodate your choice. I mean, but I change what I eat all the time. I'm not eating like the same food all the time. So if you tell me I can't eat any knives, forks, and spoons, I got news for you. Every lunch I've ever had here in this building.
Sandwich.
I get a lot of sandwiches and a lot of fries and a lot of cups with drinks in them. So
I feel like I would just do the sandwich thing. And pizza. Yeah,
pizza would
eat
be
that
good.
With the hands.
Yeah, and you know what? If you said, oh, well, what about a steak? Then great. I'll pick up the steak and eat it with my hand and a mouth. Who cares? That's fine. Let's see. Who else? Drew says this one is for Common Man. Would you rather have to host a 2-hour daily podcast with Colin Cowherd, Mike Florio, or Pete Prisco? Quitting or suicide, not an option. He did throw that in there, so I had to throw it in for you.
Wow. Florio's definitely out. Mm-hmm. All right, no Florio. And you know what? Cowherd's out, too. Give me Pete Prisco.
Wow.
I can't stand.
I was not expecting.
Well, what did you think I was going to take?
No, I know you're not. Well, I didn't know if maybe Cowherd, it would just be because you could mock him when he's so dumb and wrong.
I'll mock Prisco.
That's true enough.
He doesn't have the ability to even mock back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not talented enough. Kyle says, man, would you rather eat a toenail at the station or have Mike Florio stay at your house every weekend?
I just eat one toenail?
One toenail.
I'll eat the toenail.
I figured that would be it.
I'll eat the toenail.
Every weekend with Florio, I had to think was a non-starter for you.
I'm dead serious. If the question were, would you rather get incurable herpes?
Okay.
Or have Mike Florio stay at your house? Herpy me up.
Herpy
me up.
That's right.
Like the big visible ones too, like on my mouth.
Wow, that's more visual than I expected.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for that. Bucknut says, would you rather listen to Harbaugh complain about the JT Barrett, the JT Barrett spot
was
for
big,
an hour? Or would you rather listen to an hour-long Lou Holtz lecture about how weak Ryan Day and his team are? Well, give me the Harbaugh thing, because that'd be fun for me.
That'd be fun, because it's he's so frustrated.
Yeah.
It still bothers him.
Well,
what
Lou Holtz,
a sad man this is.
Lou Holtz would be fun, too, because he's complaining and saying they're weak. And it's like, well, the weak team beat your team, old man. I mean, I get it. Like, there'd be, either way,
Lou
you're
Holtz
having
would take
fun,
out some magic, though. He'd do a little magic trick for you.
He would be entertaining.
I'm telling you, his ultimate magic trick is going to be his torso eats his head. His neck is gone.
And then he just says, ta-da,
it's muffled. And then he drops dead.
Right.
And it's the end of it. But what a hell of a way to end a life.
There you go. Reverend Trivia says, my gonads.
Oh, my!
Would you rather drink a hot tea made from studio toenails one time only, or be allowed to take baths? Oh, I'm sorry. Only be allowed to take baths in a tub for the rest of your life.
No, I can't take baths. Give me the toenail tea.
But it's not only is it toenail, it's hot shots of liquid.
I don't care. That's one
which
time.
You don't like. I know.
It's not every
time.
Day. It's one time.
I'm with
Pour
you.
Pour me some toenail tea.
I know. Your guy Duff says, my guys.
But he's sort of much more erect.
He says, would you rather go back to when every Would You Rather segment included five references to you mouth-kissing Lou Holtz, or would you rather mouth-kiss Lou Holtz as he enjoys some Pop Rocks candy? I guess I'd
go back to the references.
I guess that's fine. Although
like Pop Rocks, though.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's right. Let's see. 10-10-10 says, my huevos rancheros. Would you rather every Buckeye football game go down to the last play of the game, win or lose, for an entire season? Or every NFL game has a celebrity cam that constantly goes back to the celebrity between every play?
Well, am I guaranteed that the Buckeyes win
of
these games?
It's win or lose. So whatever the result's going to be, the result's going to be, but they're all going to come down to the end.
Give me the celebrity cam.
Yeah.
My bowels can't take another game like that.
I'm with you. I know exactly what you're saying. I think we had something like this the other week, but I'll say it. Alex said, my guys.
Twitters and twatters.
Would you rather never eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches again or never eat grilled cheese again?
I think we did have this.
Yeah, but I think we did the other one, which was, would you prefer grilled cheese? And I said I would prefer peanut butter and jelly. So
I'm not giving up peanut butter and jelly.
That's what I mean. I'm not giving it up either. I'd let the grilled cheese go to hell. Let's see. Let's go to Aunt B, who says, back when I was banging bros.
God gave me big hands and a strong grip.
Would you rather always be stuck behind a slow left lane lingerer when driving to and from work, or find a coworker's toenail at your workstation every day?
I pretty much do now anyway.
I know.
I guess give me the toenail.
Yeah. Give me the...
What's the difference?
It's the phrase we hear often. Give me the toenail.
Bone, look down on the carpet right now.
I told you, there's one
right
there.
Is there a toenail
right
there? Okay, fine. How is that any different than what you currently have?
Oh, that's exactly right. Okay. Live/Live Science says, my guys.
Go to hell.
You own a restaurant that does call-in delivery service. Would you rather have Mel Tucker answering your phones or Kellen Winslow Jr. as your delivery driver?
Jeez. I guess just Mel on the phone.
Yeah.
Because I know Kellen touching himself and then giving me the bag.
No. Give him the bag. Duke says, he says, my guys.
I would go right for the sack in the middle.
Would you rather get Krispy Kremes that are always hot off the line, or where all the workers there are clones of Kelly Kapowski who are equally hot off the line, but the donuts are subpar?
No, give me the donuts.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, I can't do anything with Kelly Kapowski at this point.
Oh, well, hang on. Duke says, I can't confirm or deny that the clones may have gone through the glaze line a few times. So maybe you walked in and they're all glazed.
Well, I mean, again, still.
Yeah, I
can't do anything with them, but I can eat those donuts.
That's true enough. Nut Guy Butt says, my guys.
Mr. T-Bone?
Would you rather be really pissed off, like normal, all the time, but only be able to talk like Lane Kiffin, or be really happy? Oh, gosh, it skipped on me. This computer moved. Hang on. Or be really happy all the time and only be able to talk like Sam Kinison.
Oh, that's Sam Kinison.
Yeah, I'd love to talk
like
him.
I'd love to be happy. What's that feel like? All right, pick a winner.
Let's see. I'm going to go find the one that I like the most. Where did it go? I think I'm going to go with the guy who said toenail at the station or Mike Florio staying at your house. I like that one. So that's Kyle and C-Buzz.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Kyle gets a $50 gift card to Massey's Pizza. Also, after looking at me in the shower, no one would ever say that.
No.
I mean, they'd be equally amazed.
Sure.
But with Sacky.
Yeah, not I forgot. That's a different thing, right? I think it would be more.
Oh, yes, it's a different thing.
Well, what I mean is, I think it wouldn't be like, wow, that's impressive. You wouldn't get that reaction.
No.
More like, wow, that's a medical condition. Is he okay? Should we call someone?
That guy doesn't need a bath mat. He just stands on his own sack.
That sounds painful.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A couple of big slowdowns to look out for in the area. I-70 eastbound between I-71 and Bryce Road. Maybe an hour or more of slowdowns there. Traffic really backed up through that area. Also seeing slow traffic. 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and State Route 315. 10 minutes of slowdowns through that area. This support is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesson. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. Be smart. Ohio Laborers reminds you to never text while driving. Do your part. Take the Safer Roads Pledge at OhioLECET.com. Together we can stop distracted driving. Build Ohio right. Build a union. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my Thursday night football lovers.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about something that I think is just totally disgraceful?
What's that?
We've talked about this before, and I just saw that, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays, okay? Toronto is a huge media market. Sometimes we don't realize that in America, how big Toronto is.
Right.
Okay? Oh, no, it's huge.
Huge media market. They are owned by Sportsnet, multi-billion dollar corporation.
Yeah.
All right? It's not like the family business. That wouldn't be an excuse either. But I just saw that they said, hey, if the Blue Jays wind up making the playoffs this year, and it's not set that they will, but if they wind up making the playoffs this year, I guess we'll send our radio announcer on the road. They have not sent their radio guy on the road.
I forgot about that.
All year. They only have one radio guy who works with, like, rotating color analysts.
Hmm.
But it is astonishing to me.
That's like their thing now, I guess.
It is, but it doesn't, it shouldn't be their thing. It shouldn't be their call.
I'm not saying it should, but they just seem to, you know, all these Toronto sports teams seem to be cutting corners
there. If there's a McDonald's franchisee out there that says, you know what? I can save half a cent per bun if I get my Big Mac buns without sesame seeds on them.
But that's not a McDonald's bun then.
Then McDonald's corporate comes down and says, No.
No.
You can't do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
How does Major League Baseball not look at the Toronto Blue Jays? And I want to say the Angels do the same thing with their radio crew. How do they not look at them and say, no, this is the cost of doing business. You own a Major League Baseball team.
This is
you
not the pandemic.
Right. That has nothing to do with it now. It's about saving $30,000 in travel costs.
No.
That's ridiculous. You are sending your broadcasters on the road. End of discussion.
You know, here's the sad part about that, because you're right. That should be required by Major League Baseball. In your analogy, though, McDonald's is a giant corporation that has a bunch of people who work for it. And then the franchisees are like typically local business people who have some money, but they're not billionaires. They're not like another McDonald's, right? Unfortunately, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, we always lose sight of this. But the reality is Major League Baseball is just all the owners electing a guy to talk to. So all the owners are like, oh, hey, I don't want to tell Bill what to do because what if Bill doesn't like what I'm doing? And they all get touchy about little stupid things like this.
If
like,
I were an owner, I would tell Bill what to do.
I know you would. And I'm saying you would. And there's probably three or four owners in Major League Baseball who are like, this is BS. Why are we allowing this? But there's enough of the other owners that are like, well, hey, I don't want to tell anybody what to do. And then nothing happens. And you're right. It shouldn't be that way.
Well, it's worse when the Maple Leafs do it. It's worse. It's hockey. It's Canada. It's asinine. It's asinine that you would actually go into the postseason.
And we're talking about the Jays, but yes, the Leafs had this happen last year, too.
That's why I thought you brought it up, because it's more the same for a Toronto sports franchise.
It's embarrassing.
The Maple Leafs actually did this. I mean, that's one of the most prestigious franchises in sports, and you're talking about north of the border for hockey, for playoff hockey, and they didn't do this? Wow.
What's coming up on the Buckeyes show tonight, Tim?
Coming up tonight, my buddy Austin Ward is in here, so he was milling around the Woody Hayes Athletic Facility like he does most days for his job. They had some availability yesterday, so he'll help take us through some of the sound bites that we brought back from practice. Also, some Bearded Bites, as Ryan Day had a couple segments on the radio show today as we head into the off week. We'll also help you figure out what you can do on your off weekend with no Buckeye football.
I'm telling you, between Austin Ward, Dave Holmes, and T-Bone, it is a ginger fest in here today. Is Angie Everhart producing your show?
Great. What other gingers do we know?
That's all of them that I know.
Krenzel?
Krenzel's ginger, yeah.
Yeah, Krenzel's
ginger.
Who else?
Like that we know in the media.
We're blanking on Pete. I know we're forgetting somebody. This is bad.
No, I'm just going to find one. I'm going to find one in the middle of the show.
Find a ginger.
Okay.
That's the new segment on the Buckeye show. Yeah. Get the ginger.
Wendy's gal from the commercials.
Back page.
The back page.
The back page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, a British Airways pilot has been fired after bragging to a coworker about how he spent his evening. Apparently, he was in Johannesburg, South Africa, flying back to London, and apparently there was he had spent the night there, and then the next morning gets up, flies back to London. Well, he's telling one of the stewardesses in a text message to her that he was partying with two local men, a female Welsh vacationer, and a young Spanish woman at this bar. They all got together, and then someone said, "Watch, come over to my place." And they all went out after the bar, and he said at some point, one of the people at the party said, "I've lost my shirt," and a local lad produces a plate with a few lines of cocaine. So then there's a debate about whose chest is the best to do a bump off of. So he bragged to a coworker.
I wish this guy was my pilot.
That I snorted cocaine apparently off a woman's chest.
Jesus.
I guess it wouldn't matter whose chest it was, right? But it's the fact that he snorted cocaine the night before and then the next morning got up and reported to work. Again, your coworker is also someone flying on that plane with him. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to report this because that's bad.
This guy shouldn't even just be fired. He should be brought up on charges and arrested for endangering people's lives.
I think there was a Denzel Washington movie kind of about this. A coked out alcoholic pilot who actually saved the plane from disaster. That's what made the plot interesting.
Oh, but
They brought him up on charges when they found out he was on coke and drunk.
Good.
Yeah, as they should.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. Lions and Packers at 8 o'clock. We're back tomorrow for a big Football Friday show. Join us.
Bone. Okay.
Bone.
Yes.
Nothing. Just trying to make you uncomfortable.
No, I'm just, I'm playing with my headset right now, so it sounds like
that pong go
some
for
distortion
you today,
going on.
Shut
it's really
your
cool.
Whore mouth. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A couple of big slowdowns to look out for in the area. I-70 eastbound between I-71 and Bryce Road. Maybe an hour or more of slowdowns there. Traffic really backed up through that area. Also seeing slow traffic. 670 westbound between Leonard Avenue and State Route 315. 10 minutes of slowdowns through that area. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. Be smart. Ohio Laborers reminds you to never text while driving. Do your part. Take the Safer Roads Pledge at OhioLECET.com. Together we can stop distracted driving. Build Ohio right. Build it union. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. Week 4 of the NFL season gets underway tonight in Green Bay where the Lions take on the Packers. Kickoff is at 8:15 tonight. We'll have coverage here on The Fan starting at 8. Green Bay is hopeful they'll have back Aaron Jones and Christian Watson for that game. Looking ahead to Sunday, the Browns and Bengals both have 1 o'clock kickoffs. The Browns will host the Ravens in an AFC North matchup. The Bengals are on the road. They're in Nashville to face the Titans. In baseball, the Reds and Guardians are both off tonight. Just 3 games remain for both teams in the regular season this year. Cleveland is in Detroit this weekend to end the year. Cincinnati is in St. Louis. The Reds are a game and a half back of the Marlins and Cubs for that final NL wildcard spot. Tonight, the Marlins are in New York against the Mets. The Cubs are in Atlanta against the Braves. This update is sponsored by Dormar Heating and Air Conditioning. Need an emergency repair? Dormar can be there today, guaranteed. Visit them at DORMARheating.com. Breaking sports news when it happens here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not.
Mm.
Taking first team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him Joe Flacco. Come on down.
I would like everybody out there to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at him and say, hey, Flacco my cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that that's
Flacco my cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your cracko.
Offer. Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is,
people have done all those things.
What's lacking is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco my cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too.
Well,
the mystery
now,
of it.
I'm
not on the air. We can't do it on the air.
I think we need to let people determine that on their own. you know what? Let us know what happens with
Lego
you
my,
this evening. See
look,
what happens.
If Lego my ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco my cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.